Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts in their industries. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we have a very special guest with us, Patricia St. James. She's a counselor, clairvoyant, psychic, astrologer with 35 years of experience. She's one of the best in the business, and she's going to be releasing a new book this upcoming September titled Please Be Selfish. So welcome, Patricia.
Thank you, Stacey. It's my pleasure to be here. I'm so excited about the book. I really, really want to talk about it briefly.
Okay.
The book is titled Please, comma, Be Selfish. And the reason for the book is because in my long experience as a counselor and a psychic and an astrologer is I have found that the majority of people really and truly have not been trained in how to take care of themselves, how to value themselves, how to love themselves, if you will. They just do not know how. Of course, their parents did the very best that they could, but their best, in most cases, has not been good enough. And most of us have been on a plane where you will hear the flight attendant say, if there is an emergency, please take the drop-down oxygen mask and put it on yourself first so that you can help your children and or other people, but you have to help yourself first. And that's the foundation of the whole book, how to first help yourself. Within this book, I am going to have a very simple, very easy discipline. I don't know if I want to use that word, discipline. Exercise, let's say exercise, that I'm going to give to my readers to teach them how to do that, how to value that very special and unique person that they are. So all they need to do is commit a few moments each day to this exercise, and they will learn how to do that. What do you think of that, Stacey?
Well, Patricia, I think that is excellent. I was just going to jump in and ask you if you could give us a little sneak peek of what that exercise would be, without giving everything away, all the secrets. It's a little sneak peek. How can we train ourselves to be a little bit more disciplined with this exercise?
Well, I use the word discipline unadvisedly. Most people don't like that word, so let's say exercise, and it requires only a few moments each day with yourself. Now, I'm not talking about meditation. Meditation is a completely different thing. But a little sneak peek, I don't know how to do exactly that without giving everything away, but it's basically a conversation with oneself, asking three very vital questions. How do you feel? What do you think? And what do you want? Because again, Stacy, the majority of people whom I have counseled, they have no idea. They don't have a clue what they feel, what they think, or even what they want. They know desires. I want a new Mercedes. I want a handsome husband. I want to travel to Europe. They know those things, but they don't know what they really want. And my exercise is designed to give that, provide that in a very basic, truth-telling way, so that one is living each day from an authentic self, the real person who is in there. Now, I am talking about how to love oneself. And again, we're talking about majority. They know how to go to the gym. They know how to monitor what they eat, but they don't know how to really love themselves, because they think there are some parts of myself that I don't really like. This part is not okay, and I need to change that part. But those things are not etched in concrete. They are only programmed by upbringing and by social interaction. Am I clear, Stacy?
Yes, Patricia, you make complete sense. And I think that if someone is looking to begin to go on that journey, because it has to be a journey. You don't just flip a switch. I mean, or do you? I mean, you're the expert, you're the author. I think it's much more of a journey. What do you think that first step is?
The first step is to read the book and to really acknowledge that what I'm trying to tell you is that the most important person on the planet is you, not the image you have created, not the job you have, not the money you have, but you, your soul self. And without you, the planet would fall apart. Or no, let's don't be that drastic, but let's say the planet would change tremendously. And you have been exposed to that as you have experienced losses of people, not necessarily close people, through death. You have seen that the world changes when they are no longer here. And that includes the closest person as well as a major world personality, such as we just lost Nelson Mandela. And our world is forever changed because he is no longer with us.
That's amazing. I mean, that's very profound, Patricia, when you're thinking about it. And you can think back to plenty of people, big names, famous people. And then also, like you said, you know, the world around you that you live in as well also, of course, gets changed and adjusted. And you have to adjust to it as well. So good. Now, if you could leave our listeners, Patricia, with one thing from the book, from the message that you want to get across to everyone who reads the book, what would that one thing be?
That one thing is that your authentic, true soul self is the most important on the planet. It absolutely is.
All right. Well, wonderful, Patricia. I really appreciate you coming on with us today, and I want to let all of our listeners know, remember, her book, Please Be Selfish, will be out in September. So it's not out yet, but you can learn a lot more about Patricia St. James and that upcoming book at her website, patriciastjames.com, and I'll spell that for you, PatriciastJames, patriciastjames.com. And Patricia, we thank you for being here with us today.
Stacy, it's been so fun, and I know I've been extremely serious, but this is a very important message to me to get to my readers, my listeners, everyone out there.
Well, we're happy to help be a vehicle for you to do that. And again, appreciate you being here.
You're certainly welcome, Stacy. It's been my pleasure.
Our pleasure as well, Patricia. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts, just like this one. So please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover the bloggers that might just be perfect for you. Till next time.